Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 3. In the HCSB, this is what it says. Brothers, I was not able to speak to you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as babies in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, because you were not yet ready for it. In fact, you are still not ready, because you are still fleshly. For since there is envy and strife among you, are you not fleshly and living like unbelievers? For whenever someone says, I'm with Paul, and another, I'm with Apollos, are you not unspiritual people? What then is Apollos? And what is Paul? They are servants through whom you believed, and each has the role the Lord has given. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Now, the one planting and the one watering are one in purpose, and each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to God's grace that was given to me, I have laid a foundation as a skilled master builder, and another builds on it. But each one must be careful how he builds on it, for no one can lay on any other foundation than what has been laid down. The foundation is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on that foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become obvious, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test the quality of each one's work. If anyone's work that he has built survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, it will be lost, but he will be saved, yet it will be like escaping through fire. Don't you yourselves know that you are God's sanctuary and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If anyone destroys God's sanctuary, God will destroy him, for God's sanctuary is holy, and that is what you are. No one should deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, he must become foolish so that he can become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, since it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the reasonings of the wise are meaningless. So no one should boast in human leaders, for everything is yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, everything is yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do not want to be immature. Please may it be that we long for the real spiritual food, that we go beyond the milk and we begin to be mature. Lord, I pray you would grow us up so that we could be strong and steadfast and immovable and strengthened in the Lord. Lord, help us not to look to leaders as the Corinthian church did. They were flocking to specific men and leaders and trying to have rivalries among those leaders. Lord, may it never be in our case. May it never be that we extol or idolize a leader more than we worship you. Forgive us for that. Forgive us for the celebrity culture, especially that I see in the American church, where we chase after a man or a woman who seems to have it all together, and we worship them in a way without worshiping you. Forgive us for that, Lord. Instead, it's doing them no good if we worship them. It's actually setting them up for failure, and it certainly is doing no good for us if we worship a person rather than the one who created the person. So, Lord, help us to reorient our hearts to the correct form of worship, which is not to worship man or ourselves, but to worship you. Lord, as I read the scripture about the end of time with this big fire burning up our works, it always, every single time I read it, I get scared a little bit. You are holy, and so many times I am not. And I have a longing, and I know that those listening today have a longing that our work would remain, that when the fire comes, it wouldn't just be that our lives were spent on hay and wood, but that our lives were spent building structures out of metal and precious metals. Lord, teach us today what it means to walk in such a way that we build structures that last on the other side. Forgive us for building straw houses and wooden houses on this side of eternity. It's like the three little pigs, Lord, and we have sufficed ourselves to just create these fall over structures that don't matter in eternity. But Lord, we want to build on you, Jesus Christ, the foundation, and we want to build a building that lasts. So help us to build our lives upon a rock, and may our works today be those that count for eternity. Forgive us for worrying about so many things. I know that that worry is not fruitful. Instead, help us to have faith in you to complete the work that you've asked us to do. Lord, you have created those works for us to walk into, as I've prayed several times this month. It's part of a theme that you seem to be saying, and we just want to walk into those works. Help us to humbly do so and to really trust you for the fact that you will give us the strength to produce the kind of eternal buildings that are necessary on the other side. So Lord, elevate our eyes, help us to worship you alone, and may today be a day where there's no wood and there's no stubble and hay, but that there's precious metals being built and thrown onto the other side into your kingdom. Thank you so much. I praise you and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review wherever you listen to it. If you're listening from somewhere other than the United States, I would love to hear from you. It would be awesome. And so please let me know how you found the podcast, and you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. Also, for those of you who are interested, there is, I wanted to announce it, all the Pray Every Day listeners are welcome to have a free ebook about spiritual warfare. It's called Prevail. So you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail. And that would be the avenue for you to get that free book. Also, if you want your prayer request to be recorded for me to pray next month, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and you can record your prayer request there and watch for that on the first Sunday of December. Hope you're having a great day and you are loved.